Yes, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary. We're very excited to have hit this milestone. We opened in 1988 after it was at least 10 years of hard work behind the scenes by the late C.J. McGlynn, the late John Glenn, people in the community who are maybe no longer with us who really felt it was important to establish a museum that, you know, talked about African-American history and the area of Wilberforce, which is, you know, people would say, well, why is a museum in Wilberforce? Well, it's because of the long history of the abolitionist movement, the home of two historically black universities, and it was a logical place to have the museum located.
You've got a special exhibit to commemorate the 30th anniversary. It's called Coloring Outside the Lines, Celebrating 30 Years. Tell us a little bit about it and how it does celebrate the existence of the museum.
Well, the biggest part of it is that we are using our extensive collections. We have a great art collection, African art, African-American artists from different genres of art, but we also have like political memorabilia. We have Gregory Hines' tap shoes. We have Alex Haley's typewriter. We've collected so many interesting things that are not just related just to the Wilberforce, Xenia, Dayton area, Ohio area, but we have things that have national significance that we want to display. That we can't, we're not putting out everything we have because that would be, you know, it would take at least almost a football stadium to do that.
Sure.
But we want to give a good overview of African-American history as well as our history and how it kind of intertwined over the last 30 years. So I think visitors will see some really interesting pieces and learn a whole lot about not just, you know, because we really want people to understand that black history is not just about African Americans. It's really the American story of all of us and how it impacted everyone. So our history is interwoven with American history as well.
Well, sure. And when this opened in 1988, it was really one of the first national museums dedicated to African American history, though.
It certainly was, and, you know, we had at the time, I think, Governor Celeste and a lot of celebrities, you know, that came for the opening. There were big plans and for the museum, and, you know, I think the biggest thing that happened was that, you know, we transitioned. Initially, it was going to be federal funding set aside for the museum, but we, you know, the state took it over, and asked the Ohio History Connection, which was then the Ohio Historical Society, to manage the site. So we're a division of the Ohio History Connection in Columbus, and they've been very supportive with helping the museum grow over the years. And so we, you know, we celebrate that partnership as well as the other partnerships we have with, you know, Central State, Wilberforce, the City of Xenia, you know, all types of groups, fraternities, sororities, fraternal organizations. So we have a lot of things in our collection that were donated from all these different groups. And, you know, we want to be sure we take care of it. So, we know, we have a great collection staff that takes care of our donations as well.
Well, the new exhibit sounds exciting. Where can people find out more about your introductory or opening events for the exhibit and more about the Museum and Cultural Center?
Yeah, well, they can go to our website, which is www.ohiohistory.org/NAAMCC. And we're going to have a fabulous Motown music brunch on the 21st that starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 1:30 p.m. And we also have a great lecture from Dr. Rick Sheffield from Kenyon College on African Americans in rural Ohio. So it's a fun morning with music and then an afternoon, kind of a little intellectual afternoon. So I think it would be great for anybody to come out and they can get information about the tickets and as well as the prices for the museum on our website.
Sherilyn Barbee is Assistant Director with the National Afro-American Museum and Cultural Center. Thanks so much for your time and the information, and good luck with your event.
All right. Thank you, Jerry, for having us on. We appreciate it.